Tonight's video is about a camper and his best friend, who venture off at the Isle Royale National Park, which is a small island in the northernmost part of Michigan. And while their cabin was an island on an island itself of the Grace Island Campground, and what they witness outside of their little wooden cabin will shock you. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Dear Campfire Tales, this story I'm about to tell you is not believed by many, but some do believe my story. I was camping with my best friend 3 years ago in the year 2019. We're both Michigan residents, but we've always wanted to explore the Isle Royale National Park. We had reserved and set up everything well in advance to stay at one of the small wooden cabins over at the Grace Island Campground. I would like to mention, at the Isle Royale National Park, their visitor center area is called Windigo. Just thought I would throw that out there. So when we had first arrived, before we had checked in and got everything situated at our campsite, we wanted to do a little bit of exploring around the national park. There was nice little hikes, but the most wonderful thing about this island was the solitude and the peacefulness and the water. You could go fishing out here, and not terribly too far from an eye's view, you can see Canada. It was that far north. This island is like super close to the borderline between Canada and the United States. For privacy reasons, I'm not going to disclose my name nor the real name of my friend, but we will call him James for the story. When we had first arrived by boat, we walked around, we had lunch, we took some trails, we checked in over at the visitor center and grabbed some maps, things of that nature. The typical stuff people do when they're on a little vacation camping. Some people go solo camping. I've never done that. I've always believed in going with a buddy just to make sure you're safe. Now, as time went on, and we figured that since we had such an early start and we got to explore so much just within the first few hours of the day, we could check in at the cabin sometime in the later afternoon. We had to take a boat to get there, but luckily that is something that is provided on the site. Once we had gotten to the Grace Island Campground, which is just southwest of the island of the Isle Royale National Park itself, it's just right off the mainland. It's really not that far away. Once we had arrived, we got to our little wooden cabin and we got inside. We took off our backpacks and just got situated just temporarily. This was only going to be a two-night stay. We both had taken off that Friday and planned on leaving back home on Sunday afternoon. Now that it was late afternoon, we wanted to get some food going. But before we wanted to have some dinner, we wanted to do a little bit of fishing first. Since we were on the island, there was only a handful of people here, and it's just so relaxing, and it's exactly what we had wanted. We had our fishing poles, we drank a couple of beers, and just fished on the dock until the sun was setting. Once we had realized that we probably had 30 minutes left of daylight, we grabbed our fishing poles and our beer bottles and returned back to our little wooden cabin. Once we got back to the cabin, I got the Weber grill ready, lighting that little haystack with the chimney full of charcoal. That in itself takes 15-20 minutes until the charcoal is ready. Then you could dump it in the Weber and it's time to cook. 15 minutes or so had passed. My buddy James is seasoning the steaks that we had brought along with us in a little ice cooler that we were able to pack in one of our large backpacks. We had a couple big, fat, juicy ribeyes. And when I say big, I mean 2-inch thick big. Not that that has too much to do with this story, but I figured more detail the better. Once everything was good for the food, we wrapped up potatoes in foil with some olive oil and some garlic salt, and we put that on the grill about 30 minutes before we put the steaks on. because as most of you know, potatoes take a long-ass time to cook, especially if you're putting them in direct. Once our steaks and taters were ready, we had our food and sat down in front of the cabin at that little wooden picnic table that was there. The damn thing looked like it was about to break down. I almost hesitated to sit on it at first. It looked that beat up. But it held its ground. We enjoyed the night. There was nothing but sounds of just nature around us, hearing the water splashing periodically in the distance from the shore. Neither one of us had ever stayed on this island, or any island for that matter, in our lives. This was our first time doing so. We haven't really seen any other people. This was rare. I thought more people would know about this, but come to find out, when we were over at the Wendigo Visitor Center, they actually told us that the Isle Royale National Park is one of the least visited national parks in the country. This blew my mind. How this beautiful island with lakes and just being an island within a larger lake, it is so gorgeous here. And there's several different little camping spots that you could choose from. There's Lake Desor, there's Siskiwit Lake, there's Lake Ritchie, and even on the far northeast side of this island on the national park, there's an actual legit lighthouse, which is something that you don't see every day. It's called the Rock Harbor Lighthouse. We didn't get a chance to look at it because we were on the complete opposite end of the national park. But maybe one day I'll go back. Now, the first night of our stay, after we had wrapped up our dinner, James and I just had our smokes and just drank a few more beers until the sun was completely gone and the moon was out and the stars were bright in the sky. I want to say between the hours of 11 and 1 a.m. is when we just called it quits, got into the little wooden cabin, and we went to sleep. Sometime in the middle of the night, James and I were both awoken to some weird sounds of movement outside of our cabin. Now, we know that there's some nature that live on these islands. I don't know all the details because it was an island on an island, if you get what I mean. So I'm not sure, but I know there is wildlife. So we didn't think much of it at the time. But as time progressed, these noises became louder. Then we started hearing these snapping sounds, like something was walking on broken branches or twigs on the ground, snapping them in two. Now, a regular critter or rodent wouldn't make these kinds of sounds. Another human, yes. Or was it something else? We both were kind of like, what the F? Was it one of the neighboring cabins? Was someone just going on a late night hike? Or was it a deer who happened to find its way onto the island? If there even was deer on this island. I don't know. I didn't see any over at Grace Island. Flashlight drawn, I opened the cabin door and I shone it from left to right, overlooking the water and the distance and the brush and the dirt and the other stuff that was left on the picnic table, as the rest of our gear was inside the cabin with us. There was nothing in sight. No movement, no shadowy apparitions. There was absolutely nothing. In a matter of fact, I don't recall even hearing anything else after I had opened that door and shone around everything with my flashlight. Everything went back to normal, and we had went back to sleep. The following day, we did a little bit more fishing, and then we actually had a long trek over to the Feltman Lake. From there, we just admired its beauty. There are so many beautiful things that people are missing when it comes to anywhere in the state of Michigan. There are so many islands here that people don't even know exist that you could get access to. Camp, explore, hike. It is amazing in this state. And I'm not just saying that because I'm from Michigan. I really mean that. As the day went on, we ended up going back to the Grace Island campground to spend the remainder of the day and night there. As this was now Saturday, in that following afternoon, we had to leave and head back home. Once we had arrived back at the Grace Island campground, we spent the majority of the day Just fishing, laughing, drinking, and eating more food. Nothing different than what typical campers do. After we had finished our meal that evening, again, we sat around the campfire and just hung out. Once we had went to sleep, sometime in the middle of the night, this time I do not know what the hour was, we started hearing those same snapping and movement noises once again, somewhere nearby outside of our cabin. This time it was James who stood up. He was half asleep and irritated, having been woken up once again. He said it must be one of the other neighboring cabins, but he wanted to go check it out for himself. I did not want to go with him. I was tired, and I knew that we had a long day ahead of us on Sunday. He got his boots on and got his flashlight and put on his jacket and stepped outside. I want to say within a couple of minutes, as I had yet to fall back asleep, I heard him scream. That is when I rushed outside. No shoes, no socks, nothing. I didn't even grab my own flashlight. I just raced outside and looked where he was. I saw him about 40 yards to my left. He was shining his flashlight in the direction of the trees. I ran up to him, looking around, curious, asking him what the hell he had seen. He had seen this large, humanoid, furry creature in the trees just for a split moment, then it disappeared into the darkness. He thought at first it was just some neighboring campers, but when he saw this black silhouette of this furry creature, he got stunned and paralyzed, and the only thing he could do was scream out. I guess the scream must have spooked this thing off, because it was nowhere in sight when I had arrived. Take in mind, I did not see this creature. It was my friend James that saw it. But I believe my friend. He told me it resembled some kind of a human form, as it was bipedal, and it was at least the same height as us, if not taller. But it was covered in dark black fur. He said the face looked like that of a German Shepherd, but its eyes were glowing a crimson color. He told me that it must have been a dog man. Now, I want to say most people that live in the rural areas of Michigan, or even just in Michigan in general that know the folklore, know about the Michigan dog man. Now, we were on an island on a national park. A very small island at that. First, neither one of us believed in the dog man. Second, we did not expect to see anything on this island, this far north, away from the mainland. But I know my friend. He's not one to fib. If he saw something, then I believe he saw something. He said this creature was at least 6 feet tall. He told me not only did the face look canine with its snout, but its pointy ears confirmed that it was definitely some type of dog. But this creature was no ordinary dog. I told my friend, let's get back to the cabin and let's just stay put until dawn hits and let's get the hell out of here at first daybreak. It took a moment for him to register what I was telling him at that time. But we both went back to the cabin, locking the door behind us, and none of us got any sleep that night. We talked, and we discussed conspiracy theories, and different myths and legends about the dog man, and not realizing that it is actually true, that this creature lives in the state of Michigan, if not other locations. Who knows? But all I know for sure is that my friend saw this dog man, and this creature is real. So for any of you that are doubting that the Michigan Dogman really truly exists, you're more than welcome to find out for yourself. I hope you enjoyed my story, and have a good night.